I'm Carl James, director of the York Center for Education and Community, York University. I'm also a professor in the Faculty of Education at York. This is Research for Teachers number 10 on the topic Equity, Social Justice, and the Inclusive Classroom. Commenting on his experience in trying to engage his, as he said, high energy and at-risk grade 6 students, a young male teacher noted, "I tried to design an educational program with an array of cultural resources that I thought would speak to the diverse needs and interests of the students. But my attempts at being a critical and reflexive educator were having no effect on them, and so little learning was occurring. The ways in which the students reacted to my lessons was all over the place. They continued for a few weeks until we engaged in a community walk. I told the students that the sand was for them to teach me about their community, about their lives, about their individual reality. And with a class of 8 students, each student was able to take a turn being the tour guide and explain significant, meaningful sites in their community. They showed me routes they took walking to school, where they played, and which areas they were not to venture into late at night. Many of the students also invited me into their homes. The experience for me was informative and paradigm-changing. It radically altered the ways I had come to construct, direct, and articulate my pedagogy, as well as altered my perception and orientation towards teaching and learning. And from this experience, a deeper relationship was forged between myself and the students." With this critical and reflective teacher's use of cultural resources, we notice the importance it had to engage in the students. It was not only until he acknowledged his students as agents with knowledge and experience shaped by their community that they became responsive to his efforts. Such community lessons enabled his students to exercise agency, tell their individual stories, and affirm their voices. This orientation to the teaching learning process provides opportunities for teachers to know the students, build relationships with them, engage them in their learning, and ultimately co-construct curriculum and educational programs, all of which are essential to creating educational learning materials necessary for a schooling environment that's filled with justice, equity, and inclusivity. Indeed, as teacher Julie Landsman points out in the video, Why Teach a Diverse Classroom, teachers too often tend to, quote, rush over the significance of community in the lives of students, and in doing so, fail to build the necessary relationship with students and parents. Critical to the work of educators, we take a social and equity approach to teaching that is, will build the understanding of the students and the student situation, noting the roots of structures that cause inequality and result in social condition and problems that the students encounter in their daily lives. Within this framework, students learn to make the connections between the privileges or disadvantages as related to classism, sexism, racism, homophobia, the social and cultural capital, and the social and economic situations. Grinwitz writes that the systemic issues of and causes that shape their students' lives must be understood, and reasons for their struggle and social conditions must be explained to them. As a grade 2 teacher concerned with equity and social justice, Andrew Allen worked with his students to identify inequities, biases, and stereotypes in their reading materials. His action research showed that his students were, as he said, developmentally capable to question and analyze particular patterns in representations and omissions in their reading materials, and they were able to act upon them from their observations. Based on her study of pre-service elementary teachers, emerging identities as science teachers, Moore concluded that it is at the classroom level that many felt they had control or agency in teaching to modify curriculum and build the needs of students. She writes that social justice science teachers' identity is essential for teaching and acting to improve science learning experiences for traditional marginalized students, many of whom are in urban schools, where they need to have access and opportunities to learn science in empowering and transformative ways. One of the challenges faced by today's teachers is adhering to the principles of social justice, equity, and inclusivity in a schooling context that promotes standardized testing. Such tests tend to be aligned with a common curriculum, which in the existing education system privileges those students whose cultural and social capital are similar to that of the schools, as opposed to curriculum that caters to the diverse needs, interests, and aspirations of students in the various school communities. As such, teachers in schools where students are at a disadvantage tend to teach the test, and students tend to learn by rote in order to be able to handle the requirements of the test. This situation provides a very narrow learning experience for already educationally and socially disadvantaged students. Given his experience administering the EQAO test, one teacher commented, "There were so many things that were on the test that the students had never heard of. Some students had never gone camping, and there were questions on different camping materials." In sum, teachers committed to creating an equitable social justice and inclusive classroom cannot avoid being activists if they are to address the inequities that account for the social and educational conditions that impact the students' education performance and outcomes. A critical reflexive practitioner and advocate, teachers must work as allies with marginalized communities to help construct culturally relevant and transformative teaching practices that provide students hope, open opportunities, and show the democratic possibilities of education.